Okay, so that's it in terms of excerpts, in terms of clips. Maybe you could just tell us. I mean, I may just briefly tell you also, we chose to show these excerpts for two reasons. One of them is because we wanted to hear Jehan talking about the whole project and not just see, this is just a time question. The other is that these films are so new and they still need to be filmed, they still need to be have their premieres at festivals, and we would have otherwise ruined that here. So this is one of the...
They need to be finished first.
But I think it's maybe compensating for that, you should like quickly say how that film ends.
Basically, the film ends on the people, it ends on the 25th of January. I don't go anywhere beyond that. It ends on people going out in the street to, so we don't know what happens. I mean, obviously people know what happened, but the film starts on the 25th of January 1952 and ends on the same day. 59 years later. And it ends on both the army and the Muslim Brotherhood supporting the young people in the Tahrir Square. So it was another moment of alliance between the army and the Brotherhood. And in many ways, it's this tango, it's a dance between the army and the Brotherhood that has defined Egypt's landscape. And since the end of colonialism, and I guess what I have to say is that Egyptian people as such have been excluded from this equation. And as an Egyptian, who's neither this nor that, I think that when Egyptians as such become an important part of the equation and become the primary part of the political equation, then we will see real change. And it's been a circle of history repeating itself. Voilà.
So, I mean, we technically ran out of time, but I guess we can probably add 10 minutes or so for those burning questions that I believe are must probably be with us.
The Brotherhood or Ikhwan al-Muslimin fi Sahat al-Tahrir, of what I know, that's why I would like to hear from you, that they were hesitant. They did not support the bloggers and the young people. Am I right?
There was a division inside the Brotherhood. They did support, but from the 25th to the 28th, there was an internal decree not to go down to the, because that was an agreement they did with the government that they would not go down. But quite a few, I mean, if you saw the film called The Square, one of the main characters in The Square was a Muslim Brotherhood. So they did not come down officially as a movement, but a lot of them were down there.
Hi, thank you very much for the film. It's really interesting. I just wanted to ask, when approximately were most of these interviews made? In what period? So is it after 2011 or even after 2013, which like July 2013, okay. Which also is a big moment, obviously.
Okay, the interviews were done from everything's after 2011, but a lot of the interviews I did several times. So I did in 2011 and then in 2012, then in 2013. And thanks to Frank, who was here in a second ago, he'd take a picture of the exact setting and we'd ask them to wear the same thing for for continuity. But I mean, it's an important question you're asking, because the actual political atmosphere changed quite radically who was saying what at what time. And so that was something that was quite destabilizing, because at some point there was a whole chunk of people I had no access to. Then that chunk suddenly became available, and the chunk before became inaccessible, and then it became available again. So there was, I mean, there were three really hard moments, and three major shifts. The first being Mohammed Mahmoud, actually before the elections, and that there was a total clampdown, total shutdown, and then there was the elections, and then there was the 30th of June. So, but I did the interviews in three different moments.
Thanks for the movie, it's definitely very interesting. My question is, did you have any problems from 2011 until now taping or doing any of this work? Was there any problems in Egypt by someone coming in doing this kind of work?
Yes.
I'm happy you're here. I'm not saying that.
Obviously, access to many things was practically impossible. So most of the archive footage is literally going to people's basements and finding things that I did not get access from the TV or Estalame. I did not get access from any, although the request went on for 5 years. And I'm quite persistent. I'll send the same request every month, no problem. The other thing was I did get arrested quite a few times. The worst time was when Frank, as a very tall, blonde German, was sitting in the van. I had to hide him with stuff because they'd say I'd be, you know, because as a foreigner in the middle of shooting, then you become a spy immediately. And I've been working with Frank for 20 years, so he accepted to be hidden by some jackets. overall, I think, again, it was the fluctuations of moments. There was a moment at the beginning which was very confusing, because in the elation of everyone talking, at some point you wanted people to stop talking because I needed time to check I need to check everything, at least get two verifications. And like people were talking, saying things all over the place, and I wasn't having time to actually figure out who's who, because a lot of the people, for example, finding the free officers, until I got the list of names of the 99 free officers who started, I didn't know if this guy was actually a free officer or not, because if he's not one of the 19 names we know, how do I know that he is actually a free officer? So to get the list of names of the 99 people took God knows how long. So anyway, it was very complicated, and I guess my track record is not an advantage. Voilà.
Hi, thanks. Maybe it's a commentary, rather a commentary than a question, about the readership of the film. The film is kind of common narration of the history of Egypt in the last 50 years, which I think is very helpful for somebody who's outside the Egyptian context, like for a viewer, for example, in Berlin or wherever. But for a viewer from the Egyptian context, I feel the film functions as a kind of refreshing of information which one already knows. Like, there is few details for Egyptian viewer which are new. Although the film is really very good researched and documented, which makes me wonder about, like, how the, I feel the film is speaking more with an international viewer than an Egyptian viewer.
Okay. Indeed. I'm quite keen in all of my films not to go to the scoop side, because who am I to undig or unearth, although there are a couple of things that were not known before just because I managed to get some of the documents declassified. But other than that, what I try to do, but it's not just this film, all my previous work, I try to align the moments that are turning points in history. And it is about refreshing memory. And it's very important to refresh our memories, because yes, we know that 1977 happened, but do we remember why it happened, how it happened, and what the reaction to it was? It's only when you put them together. Like, okay, let me give you a perfect example. Democracy, the first section you saw, democracy versus military rule. This is 1954. A 19-member military council called the Revolutionary Command Council took power to do a transition of 6 months, its aim being to write a constitution after which parliamentary elections would happen. Does that ring a bell? That's exactly, even the number of people, that's exactly what happened in 2011. The SCAF was 19 people from the military, there for 6 months, in order to write a constitution after which parliamentary democracy would come. So yes, it's really important to refresh our memory about history as Egyptians. And absolutely no, I am not doing this for a Western audience. If I was, I would take out half the names I used. Westerners don't need to know who Hassanin Haykal or Fuad Saraghuddin is. This is a detailed autopsy for young Egyptians who have no idea this happened. How would a 20-year-old Egyptian know anything about the bread riots? How would he know that? Me, as an Egyptian, I knew nothing about Naguib. I didn't know Naguib existed. So I'm sorry. Yes, there is no scoops, and I don't want scoops. Yes, it's a collection of reminding ourselves of what the timeline of history was, but I think it is essential, because I think it's about time that us Egyptians think of ourselves as part of this nation. You know, who was it who wrote this book, Citizens or Subjects? Columbia University. the guy.
Sounds familiar, but.
Yes, I'll remember in a second. Citizens or subjects? We are citizens. We do not have to be subjects. And it is up to us to believe that we are citizens. Nobody. I mean, these things happen because we allow them to happen. Thank you.
Thanks, Jehan.
Thank you.